Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Waterfowl hunters can return to Tennenaw Lakes Recreation Area starting September 1st after a change in borough policy. The Fairbanks North Star Borough revised a policy that was adopted earlier this year that prohibited waterfowl hunting at the lake. Mayor Carl Castle said this week he decided to temporarily halt the no-hunting rule after a duck hunter told borough assembly members the new rule had been approved without the knowledge of or input from duck hunters in Fairbanks. The 750-acre Tennenaw Lakes Recreation Area at the south end of Cushman Street doesn't allow for rifle or handgun shooting outside of a shooting range. But the park permitted waterfowl hunting with shotguns because birdshot fired from a shotgun doesn't have the power to travel as far as bullets. The park's master planning document allows waterfowl hunters to hunt in the park under state regulations. Duck hunters and conservation organization Ducks Unlimited participated in the restoration of the area. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly generally does not oppose marijuana business license applications, but during a meeting last night, the issue of odor prompted the panel to consider a resolution to deny a cultivation license. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
The owners of Elevated Innovations LLC sought to have their cultivation license renewed. It seemed straightforward. The cannabis growers' operations lie off Chena Hot Springs Road in an area zoned for rural agriculture. But Assembly members Lance Roberts and Guy Satley created a resolution denying the request, citing complaints neighbors like Ole Christensen filed with the state about the smells coming off the operation.
If I go out to have a barbecue and sit in my lawn, I can't enjoy it because I don't like having my head up a skunk's butt. And that's what it smells like.
Other neighbors cited health complaints they believe were triggered by the odor. Resolution sponsor Guy Satley defended it by pointing to state regulations.
I can't get beyond the state code on page 131, which says can't emit an odor that's detectable by the public from outside the cultivation facility.
But supporters of the growers denied there was an overwhelming smell, and what smell there was didn't last long and wasn't intense. And the owner of Elevated Innovations, Christopher Konopka, read from a letter sent by the local state marijuana control officer who visited the site.
At this point, you have not violated any regulations or statutes warranting a notice of violation to be presented from the Marijuana Control Board.
In discussion on the resolution, some assembly members cited the conflicting testimony on the smell. Others said it was a state regulation and the state should be responsible for enforcing it. Ultimately, the resolution failed on a 6-2 vote. A companion resolution allowing the license renewal process to proceed passed. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is asking Alaska fishermen to report and retain for sampling any Atlantic salmon they catch. The request follows the release of 300,000 Atlantic salmon from a fish farm in Washington State. A Fish and Game post says it is not uncommon for escaped Atlantic salmon to school with Alaska-bound fish. Commercial fishing boats are scrambling to catch as many of the Atlantic salmon as they can, but as Courtney Flatt of EarthFix and Northwest Public Radio reports, there is concern about the negative impacts to Pacific species.
A fish farm's net pin broke over the weekend after an anchor pulled loose and metal walkways twisted about. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife officials blamed the structure failure on high tides caused by the eclipse, but tidal waters had been higher in July. Kurt Beardsley is the executive director of Wild Fish Conservancy Northwest. He calls the escapement an environmental nightmare.
The Atlantic salmon bring with them pollution, virus, and parasite amplification. All of that harms Pacific salmon.
Lummi Nation fishers worry that endangered Chinook salmon could wind up as bycatch. Officials with the fish farm didn't return requests for comment. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.
The State Department of Fish and Game will close the popular Macomb caribou season one day early this year because hunters have already had a lot of success with harvesting bulls. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Delta Junction area wildlife biologist Bob Schmidt says as of Thursday, hunters who stalk their prey on foot had already harvested 34 bulls from the Macomb caribou herd since the season opened on August 10th. That's more than half of this season's quota of 60, so he says Fish and Game will end the hunt at midnight Saturday, leaving hunters who use motorized vehicles only one day to bag a bull.
Typically half the harvest comes those two motorized days. So you know, with already being at 34, if we let it go both motorized days, that, you know, could get 10 or more over.
Schmidt says Fish and Game wants to keep this season's take of bulls as close to 60 as possible to maintain the population of the Macomb herd, which had bounced back this year and grown to about 1,200.
The highest has been at 1,500, you know, a few years back, but then it dipped down to 700 or 800 for the last 2 years. And so that's why we had the conservative quota of 40 last year, but now this year, with it being a little higher again, we bumped it back up to 60.
The Macomb caribou herd usually ranges from the Delta River west of Donnelly Flats to Yerrick Creek near Tok. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And for more on tonight's stories or others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.